Pakistan on Friday condemned Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi's remarks threatening military and economic retaliation, warning that such escalatory statements and belligerent posturing risk fueling further instability in South Asia. The response came a day after Modi said Pakistan would have to pay a heavy price, following a deadly April attack in Indian illegally occupied Jammu and Kashmir, EOJK. He also suggested suspending Pakistan's access to water from rivers under the Indus Waters Treaty. In a strongly worded statement, Pakistan's Foreign Office said Modi's comments were baseless, provocative, and irresponsible, and accused India of using inflammatory rhetoric to deflect attention from internal issues, including rights abuses in Kashmir. Such remarks reflect a deliberate attempt to mislead the public and are a grave breach of international law, said spokesperson Shafkat Ali Khan. They undermine regional peace and stability. The Indus Waters Treaty, brokered by the World Bank in 1960, governs the distribution of rivers critical to Pakistan's agriculture. Although Pakistan's finance minister has said its suspension poses no immediate threat, tensions over water security are escalating. New Delhi blamed Islamabad for the April 22 attack that killed 26 people, mostly Hindu tourists, though no evidence was publicly presented. India carried out missile strikes in response, triggering the most intense military exchanges between the nuclear-armed rivals in decades. A ceasefire was reached on May 10. Pakistan reiterated its commitment to peaceful coexistence, but warned against mistaking restraint for weakness. Our armed forces are fully capable of defending our sovereignty. Any misadventure will be met with a resolute response, the Foreign Office said. Islamabad also called on the international community to take note of India's aggressive posture and urged New Delhi to resolve disputes through diplomacy, not threats. Glorification of conflict benefits no one, the statement concluded. The path to lasting peace lies in dialogue, mutual respect, and adherence to international law.